Good morning. I'm Brandon Peoples here on News Radio KMAN. In Focus starts now as we get set to talk some different topics here today. We're going to hear a little bit later on from the Senior Center. We'll also get an update from the Manhattan Optimist Club with their tree sales getting set for next week. But we're going to start things off first, as we normally do this time of the month, with the K-State Research and Extension Office here in Riley County. And Greg McClure is in with us here today. Greg, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
It's good to talk to you again. A little bit chilly out there this morning. You got your
nice coat. I still have my coat on.
Yeah. That's a snazzy coat.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we're not on air so people can see it. But I do like this one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Greg, the other day was National Farm Joke Day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, tell me one. Because I don't collect those.
You know why farmers don't wear tennis shoes?
Oh, yeah, I do know that one.
You do?
Because seed companies don't give those away.
Exactly.
Yeah. That one I know. And
it's been around. It's very true.
It is true.
You know why the man returned early from the 3i Farm Show?
That one I don't know.
Everybody ran out of free yardsticks.
Okay. All right. Should we not egg him on, or should we ask for more?
Yeah. Beat it.
I was just hoping maybe you would have one to share.
You should have set me up and sent me an email. Let me know. Sorry.
So you could Google him?
Yeah, right.
Well, we got some interesting topics here we're going to talk about. You know, everything is going up in price, it seems like, these days. Inflation's just nuts with everything, with lumber, food, you name it. And it's hitting the farmers as well.
Yeah, if you think those prices are high, if you think your food prices are high, you don't want to be in the farming business and buying fertilizer right now. You know, I don't follow this as closely as what I probably should, but I also don't clean my desk real well. And so I've got this note on my desk. Last December, I checked out fertilizer prices, and I wrote a whole bunch of them down. And so that note's still laying there. And I looked at it the other day, and I've got 1034-0 written down in December of 2020 at $4.56 a ton. And I looked a couple weeks ago, and it was up to $6.24. And then 638, and I really haven't looked recently, but that's not the bad one. So the one that really scares me is I had anhydrous ammonia written down at $424 a ton last year, $424 a ton, and looked it up again in September, and it was about 680. And then I looked again last week, and I saw $1,100. And I talked to a farmer yesterday, and he says, "No, you're wrong." He says it's $1,465. That's the local quote. And so we're looking at almost three times the price. And so anhydrous ammonia is, for those who aren't in farming, that's one of the things that we're using as a nitrogen fertilizer. And so, yeah, why is it doing that? You know, I don't know, but we do know that anhydrous tends to follow natural gas prices, because that's how it's part of the production is natural gas. So, you know, you tell me why natural gas is up, and we might be able to tell you why anhydrous fertilizer is costing more money. But, you know, that's you look at what it cost for nitrogen a year ago, and, you know, how much it cost to put in a crop. Well, you know, you're going to more than double your fertilizer expense this year. So that's scaring some people. The other thing that we're seeing, too, is, you know, there's questions about whether we're going to have all the herbicides we need to produce these crops. And talking to a tenant that farms some land that my wife has, he was telling me that he had purchased his glyphosate for next year. And I believe he told me he paid $40 a gallon and had previously been buying that for $18 a gallon. But he locked it in because he wasn't sure he was going to be able to get it. So, not trying to scare anybody, yeah. You know, that's just kind of what's happening out there. Right now, you still hear that you can get fertilizer, but they're not going to let you prepay for next year in some places because they're not real sure they're going to have it. But you can get it right now if you want to pay plenty of money for it.
Well, we've seen the pictures out in California of all the ships just docked out there, not moving right now, and I don't know if that's going to continue for into 2022. I imagine it will, but this extends any longer. Could that hurt the spring planting season?
Well, it's interesting stuff because a lot of our fertilizer is imported, so I don't know if it's setting out on those ships or really how the situation works. Again, you know, you'll probably have somebody call in that's a whole lot smarter than me to tell us how all that works. All I can tell you is that the prices are high and we're feeling it. The other side of that, though, is commodity prices are high. And so the income is better, and so it might still work.
All right. Good time to know how to budget, though, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. And you think, well, should I cut back? You know, but you can't hardly cut back. You don't plan for a mediocre crop. You have to go ahead and plan for a good one, and so you still have to have all the same inputs.
All right. Well, what about grazing stocks?
So this time of year is when cattlemen start getting some cheaper feed by turning cattle out on stocks. A couple of concerns that always come to mind for me on that. If it's Milo stocks, I'm always concerned about prussic acid poisoning. Mm-hmm. And so prussic acid, for those who maybe haven't heard much about that, also known as hydrogen cyanide. And so when you say hydrogen cyanide, I think that gives you an idea of the effect of what it can do. You know, cyanide, that was a little pill that spies would take when they got caught, right, mm-hmm. in the old movies. And that's what cyanide does. It's a real rapid killer. And so small sorghum plants, and so that'd be regrowth from the bottom of Milo. Small sorghum plants can have high levels of prussic acid. When cattle chew on those plants, they rupture those cells, and it releases that prussic acid or hydrogen cyanide into their mouth, and the result is rapid death. Now, I haven't seen them die, but I have seen the cattle that grazed that stuff and died. And it's a picture that'll stay in my mind forever. It's a 50-year-old picture from when I was a kid. And again, I didn't take a picture. You know, it wasn't a cell phone those days. But the three dead cows, boom, 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 in a line walking across the field. And it just happened to be the ones that reached down and picked at some of that. And it just killed them just instantly. So that's something we worry about. Now, what cures it is freezing. So chewing ruptures those cells, but freezing also ruptures those cells. So the good news is, I think we got that hard freeze last Saturday. And so most of our grain sorghum, any of that regrowth should have been frozen. Those cells should be ruptured, and really about a week after that date should be safe to graze. So as far as prussic acid, I think maybe we're good to turn out on that. We don't really see that problem in corn. So corn doesn't have prussic acid problems, so that's not an issue. But in corn, I worry, well, grain sorghum too, I worry about grain overload. So if there's much grain out there on the ground, if somebody maybe left a pile, ran a truck over, you can kill a cow. Or in my case, you can kill a sheep if they get too much grain. And I've done both, believe it or not. It's been a long time. It's like 35 years between those, but lost you 4 or 5 years ago, lost a cow probably 40 years ago, too much grain. Telling my age, aren't I? Mm. I was really young then.
You don't look that old.
I really was young then. It was Dad's cow. So those are the concerns that I usually have when turning out on stocks. But otherwise, you know, I'm kind of a big proponent of utilizing those stocks, getting some cheap feed into those cows. Because winter feed is what really kind of makes a difference in profitability on a cow herd. You got to be able to feed them cheap over the winter in order to make any money.
All right. Very good. Well, again, we're talking with Greg McClure here on In Focus. We've got some upcoming events here in January and February we can kind of look ahead to.
Well, one of them I would like to highlight, if you'll let me do that. Mm-hmm. We've got a series that I did last year for the first time. And we just titled that, You Inherited the Farm, Now What? And so did that as a Zoom series because that was kind of the way things were being done last year. But it turns out that worked real well for that audience. And so that audience is people who many times they may have grown up on the farm but haven't been on the farm for a long time, or they didn't even grow up on the farm and just are not quite in touch with what's happening. And so now they own land and they probably have a tenant. And they need to figure out a little more how to manage it. And many of those people have another job. So we're doing that as a noontime series. You can get on to Zoom, hop on, and we'll talk about, you know, what do you need to know now that you're a farm owner? And really the first session, we're going to do that. The dates are January 11, 18, and 15, and then February 1 and 8. And so if you just want to put the dates on the calendar, I don't even have it set up that you can register unless you want to just email me and say, hey, put me down. But starting on January 11, the first session is just an intro to land ownership. So the real basics is now you have it, what are you going to do with it? And do you really want to own it? And do you really want to have brothers and sisters that you own things with? And it's really worth thinking about because, You know, there's always challenges if you've got partners in these deals. Then we talked about land leasing principles in the second session, and that's probably the big one for most of the people. We talk about fence law in the third session. Soil fertility. Now, the review on that one was last year, and I did ask for some feedback, and somebody said, well, it's probably good you did this one last. I really needed it, but it was kind of boring. So I'll see if I can keep from making it boring, but it is something that if you're in a crop share arrangement, you need to know about soil fertility and fertilizers so you understand why you're getting that big bill for your share. And then after feedback from last year, I was asked to add another session and just put a variety of topics in there, and I'm going to call this one probably Stump the County Agent. So it's whatever your questions are, you throw those at me in that session, and we'll see what kind of answer we can come up with. And so, again, that's going to be starting in January 11, 18, 15. That's not right, 25. February 1 and 8. I'm looking at my notes, and I read my notes, and they don't have the right dates on it. And so that turned out real well. It was a session that I really enjoyed once I figured out the Zoom system. You know, when you're talking to a screen the first time out, it's pretty hard to do. Kind of like talking to you when we were doing Zoom on the radio. It's like, man, turn on your video there so I can see you, so I at least have somebody to look at while I talk to you. Once I figured that out, it was a good deal. I think I made a lot of friends in that session, and I have no idea what they look like because they all had their video turned off. And so I met a couple of them afterwards and said, hey, you know, so my video was on. They said, hey, I was in your class. I said, well, okay, well, nice to meet you. You know?
We get that a lot in radio.
Probably do. Yeah,
they see our name and then, oh, that's what you look like. And that, that could be a compliment, or
oh, that's not what I was expecting.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I got an idea here for the Stump the County Agent. How about, not sure, ask McClure.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
We'll take it.
Let's see what we have. I think just a couple more minutes. Do you want to hit a couple more events you got coming up?
One that I think there's a lot of people ought to pay attention to is this Women in Ag series that comes up. Again, that is, we will have a local site for that. We've done a lot of Women in Ag programming. This is a statewide event that will utilize both Zoom and in-person activities. So we'll meet in person, we'll have supper, and then we'll go through. This is a series on marketing. And so it's pretty intense. It's going to be for those who are truly interested in learning, because anytime you go to economics, you know, that's not the fun part. But again, this is a good series starting January 12th of 2022. So 12th, 19th, 26th, February 2nd. There is a cost on that one. It'll be $50, and we're going to serve supper each evening. So that's our Women in Ag series statewide event that you really might want to put on your calendar.
Okay, very good. Well, Greg, it's always a pleasure to see you, and we hope you have a good Thanksgiving, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you much.
All right, stay tuned. We're going to hear from Liz Nelson at the Senior Center coming up next here on News Radio KMAN.